If you look back in the ancient times with Pythagoras and Kepler, especially Kepler said, we must match the frequencies of the movements of the planets, or our body goes into disease because the math made by the frequencies movements of the planets is what we must match. Our body must match those scales, those frequencies,
But
or we get sick. I'm sorry.
do we naturally move with the planets and our body just our frequencies change unless we're artificially stunted, not allowed to?
Absolutely. When we finally discovered that this was actually your voice print that was giving us all of the frequencies and the octaves, and we backed it up, it does match the scales that Kepler and Pythagoras put together. So I think he was right. He didn't know why he was right, but we need to match.
Just a brief interruption to the program to talk to you about peptides. I'm working with Dr. Diane Kayser to bring you guys peptides. I'll have a link below, so if you have any questions on any of this, you can join her tribe for $1 and get all your questions answered. But I have some exciting ones to bring to you. I'm using them too. I have this anti-aging one that works wonders on helping the cell generation and building up your collagen. And then I have the retatrutide, if I pronounced that right. The retatrutide has shown in studies, it's amazing. In 36 weeks, in human trials, have shown an average of 24% reduction in body weight. Incredible. And then I have another one, SLUPP-332. That one you can get in capsules. I call it the moron proof because you can get it in capsules. You don't have to inject yourself. It's not nasal spray. But that one is making in the bodybuilding industry is just game changer because in mice in the trials, it showed a 12% reduction in body weight in 4 weeks. It mimics exercise. They're seeing 70% greater endurance. I mean, it's just incredible. It's taking that industry by storm, and you can get it in capsules. And I have a link below as well. I'm very excited about this. So I hope you join me in this journey and try some of these peptides. Okay, so I have the link below, or you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Sherry Edwards, the great Sherry Edwards, coming back to the program. I think she's one of the most amazing people alive. I really do. I think she's ahead of her time. I think that's why people aren't identifying her, or they're just stealing her work and not giving her credit. Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, MIT, they all take her work. They all have Pfizer. They all have stolen her work. They won't admit to it, but they have. She has evidence of it. But she gives it away for free, so it makes it easy for them to do it, and then they turn around and sell it. But she has some amazing breakthroughs, and I'm working with a group of people. We really want to get this out and help her get this out to people. It is amazing right now. She's giving it away for free, which I think she should at least charge $5 to do this. So the fact that she's giving it away for free is a gift to everyone. And I think you should take advantage of it. And it probably won't be available for free for long. So take advantage of it because I'm going to try to convince her that she doesn't have a retirement, that we need to fund this. I would like to have people being charged $5 just to help build up her foundation to help get this her information out. Why is Sherry so amazing? She's been spending the last 4 decades of her life documenting frequency. She was born being able to hear a couple hundred times better than the average human. This is well documented. Military labs did studies on her. There was two PBS studies or two PBS specials about her abilities too. She's an amazing individual. She spent the last 4 decades documenting all these different health frequencies. She has a database of over 500,000 data points of health frequencies, and she's been piecing all this together. Her latest find is on weight loss, why people can't lose weight, but it's really deeper than that. And it really ties back to the fact that we're toxic and that we're not getting the nutrients that we need. Not getting the nutrients because we're toxic, our gut's being lined, everything's happening where our liver's shutting down. There's all sorts of things that are happening. It's causing us to be heavy because the fat is protecting us. She has this map that she's created. If you're deficient in certain things, it'll put the layers of fat in the area that's responsible for that function. She's going to explain it. So she has a fat map that she's been creating based on frequencies. It is absolutely revolutionary. I think that what she's been putting forward can change medicine if we start to allow ourselves to learn. I think the universities have dominated the space for so long. While they are better than the average person, they don't know anything, the average person, so they know more than the average person, but they don't know more than people who are forging the fields. And they're keeping the fields from moving forward because they want to dominate that prestigious place of being the arbiter of truth and information. And these other people who are forging the fields forward, they're shutting them out if they're not part of their environment, or if they're going to upset either their prestige or the money-making cash cows that they've created. They've went from being something that really helps humanity move forward to being an obstacle for humanity to moving forward. So we need to somehow merge these two and say, okay, we know that you need to be here to help us learn and grow, but we don't want you obstructing the advancements of human development. That's what they're doing now. And an average person doesn't understand this because they don't know anything. I mean, being honest, we've been so dumbed down that they think that the universities are this beacon of greatness and advancement. They don't realize how much they're holding humanity back and how these truly great people are shut out and their finds are shut out. Mainstream medicine is doing the same thing. That's why we're so sick. We have to just break these walls down. Not that these other people know everything that are forging this new knowledge, but they sure are bringing new insights. And it's time, it's way past time for the walls, the ivory towers of the universities to come down and for them to humble themselves so that we can actually move forward in different fields. And Sherry Edwards is, and what she's brought forward is one of those areas. It's absolutely incredible. And she wants to set up classes and people to learn how to do this all over the place. And she's getting older, and we need to take advantage. I call her a living Tesla because people aren't appreciating what she's bringing to the table now. You know, it's always sad that people who are great like her, you don't appreciate their contributions until they're gone. And I hope that's not the case. I hope she can get some appreciation while she's still here. But what she has right now is absolutely incredible. She's going to explain it. And she also talks about brought up C60 and Masterpiece, how both of those, I sent it to her and I wanted her to study those. Tell me if those are good. She says both of those are doing incredible things for people. And she talked about that. What that each one of those do different things, and they're really beneficial for helping you deal with the toxins that are bombarding us everywhere. And she explains what they're doing. So it's a really great show. If you are interested in C60 or Masterpiece, I have the links below. C60, I no longer use the distributor I used to use, but I'm selling the exact same C60. I'm working with Ian Mitchell now, and because they had. I don't want to get into details, but they had issues with their distribution and the customer service and the problems with that. And so I shifted, but it's the exact same C60 from the exact same lab. And the reason I like that C60 is because it's refined without toxins or without solvents. And so it's not adding anything to the toxic load. It's doing it with water, and it's more expensive process, but it's a continual repetitive process. And so you're getting pure C60. All C60 is not the same. Just like Masterpiece, it uses zeolites, and people are like, oh, you can get zeolites anyways. No, you can't. There's like 48 different types of zeolites, synthetic and natural. And some of them contain silicon, and other ones contain silica. Huge difference. Silicon is bad for you. Silica is really good for you. So it's important that you understand the differences. Also, there's different dosages that they put in it. It's not The same. So you really need to understand what you're looking at. Anyways, I have links below, which I think are the top on the market, and you can look at that. And I also have links below where you can get your customized view from Sherry Edwards. It's free, and you can get a customized look at why you are having problems losing weight. She does an analysis of me, which it's all open. I guess I didn't really want my health out there, but I am. I'm putting it out there. This is what's happening with me. And it all comes back to toxins for me too. And even though I'm doing everything I can, we are just bombarded with this. So I need to do some supplementary. I do use Masterpiece and C60 every day, but I need to do deeper one for my liver because it's not functioning properly. So she'll talk through that. You get to learn all about my issues. And I'll have the links below to that, and I'll have articles and all sorts of good stuff. So keep your eyes out for that on the show page at sarahwestsalt.com or and the link below if you're watching this on video. Okay, here's my really great conversation with Sherry Edwards. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the program.
It's awesome to be here and get to share with all your people.
Well, I always tell people when I talk about you is you're like a living Tesla. You're one of the rare people in the world that can really make a difference if we can get your information out there. And I'm just so honored to be working with you and helping people get this information that can really make a difference in the world. And you've made a big dent on weight loss, and it's not quite what people think it is. There's so many different factors. Can you share this with people?
Well, can I share with you why we're doing it first?
Yes, do that.
Okay, we just went through a very traumatic time with all of the election and all of that, and people were so stressed, and we got a lot of information back from people, from the volunteers that are helping us, and one, they wanted to know who was telling the truth, and we've been putting that out for about 40 years. I just thought of that. In the early 80s, we started putting that out because we thought truth was really important. And we put out who's telling the truth. And then the next thing that people reported to us, what they were stressed about their New Year's resolution. They wanted to lose weight. And since I'm very past menopause, I'm 77, and I was gaining weight around the middle, and I couldn't understand that because I don't eat bad at all, and some days I hardly eat, and I should be losing weight. And I thought of all the stress in the world. This election was a biggie, and I think the next one is people who have an inability to lose weight. And there's so much out there, Ozempic and insulin, and what's going on with bad food and toxins and glyphosate. So I wrote an article in December. It was published in December about why people can't lose weight. And I thought that'd kind of be the end of it. And boy, that exploded because we found out there's 20 some different ways that people are gaining weight and holding on to it. From thyroid, a big one was thermogenesis, that people can't create heat, so they can't use their fat to create heat to keep them warm. So we wrote the article for Masters of Health, and we put in these 20 different ways that people can't lose weight. And the biggest one surprised me. It was toxicity.
Yep, I knew that. Yep.
And we looked further, and it was glyphosate, it was pesticides. It was things that I had to dig in and see why would toxicity be one of the things. Don't you have a sponsor C60?
Yes.
That was a big one that really helped a lot of people. So when you get poisoned with glyphosate or one of these pesticides, DDT, the body creates a little cocoon of fat, and the body's saying, I can't deal with this. I'm overloaded. I'm too toxic. I just can't deal with it. So it creates this little cocoon and sticks the poison inside that cocoon of fat and then lays the fat down on the body where the muscle is that has the same frequency. And boy, that was just crazy to be able to look at that, that people are poisoned with DDT, a pesticide, and their fat lays down on their belly.
Wow. Okay,
People.
so what you also said that their shots, the poisoning that's coming from all the different shots that we're getting, it's probably
Yes.
all pharmaceutical, different pharmaceutical drugs that I would assume even prescriptions. I mean, it's just that accumulation of everything. The COVID shot is one. I would think other pharmaceutical prescriptions that people are on. It's just a layering effect. Now, that also gets into the water, right?
Yes, and that toxin lays down in the upper thighs and in your butt. So if that's where you're gaining your weight, that's the toxin. So creating this map was so much
Wow.
fun in being able to see what they're poisoned with by where the fat's laying down.
Wow. So did you create a visual map or is it just more like in data right now?
We did both. We created a map and then a bunch of data to support it. For instance, we did yours just looking at it. And
Yep.
one of the things it said was that you have a problem with something called adiponectin. And adiponectin is a biochemical that emulsifies fat. And people who have a problem with adiponectin have fat laying down on their upper arm.
Wow, so that is something that now why don't I create it? Is it because I just don't create it anymore, you were saying. Is it a nutritional deficiency brought on by toxins? Like
It is a
toxins block.
toxic
Go ahead.
liver, toxic fatty liver. So we try to start with people, let's detox your liver and see what's going on there. Why is this not working? Why is your liver overloaded? So you can look at things like silymarin and just detoxify the liver. Then it begins to make hormones again, and you have some hormone issues, you have some thyroid issues. So out of this set of 20, we're able to identify what's really going on with you. So you know why your body is laying down these layers of fat. Fat's really your friend. It's trying to save you from being poisoned. It's taking the poison and sequestering it and laying it down as fat. So fat's really your friend in a lot of ways. It keeps you from being poisoned.
Well,
And I
and
don't think, go ahead.
I was going to say the fact that we are obese or there are people who are fat everywhere. I mean, it's just really becoming a problem. If you look at it, 30 years ago, we didn't have this issue. And now everyone is, not everyone, but majority of people have issues. I mean, we're just bigger than we were. That's a toxin issue. I mean, there's
Yes.
some people that always eat more than they should, but the majority, it shouldn't be any different than what it was 30 years ago. People claim that we're more sedentary, but I don't think that explains. And yes, what you're saying, your data shows that that's not the reasons, guys. It's because we're being poisoned.
And also that we're not getting the right nutrients. We're not getting enough carnitine. We're not getting enough taurine.
But
So,
that's from,
yeah.
right? Because we can't absorb these nutrients because of the toxins that are lining our gut.
Yes. So we just look at what's going on with you, seeing what's the most important, and we back it off from there. One of yours is lipoedema. So your body is keeping fats just in case.
Just in case. There we go. My body's helping me. Just in
Yes,
case.
trying to. And you share that with Kim Kardashian. She has the same issue.
Really? Except she's really thin, but she works at it. Does somebody like that just keeps getting their stuff sucked out or what?
We really don't know why the people have lipoedema. It's like edema with water, only this is with fat molecules.
Wow. Okay.
But we need
So,
to identify that first. What is your issue? And then back up and go from there. We have decoded fat proteins, fat hormones, fat peptides. So as we dig into this, we get deeper and deeper into what is going on with people. We can identify it. Like one of the ladies that came to us, she has a biome that has bacteria in it that doesn't allow her valves to open and close to give her the right stuff to be able to digest. And she didn't come to us for fat. She came to us because her whole system, from her esophagus to the other end, was constantly inflamed. And it was a byproduct of a bad digestive system. So if we get rid of that pathogen, will this straighten up? And it's gone. Her stuff's gone on for 10 years or more till her whole digestive system is ulcerated. And nobody caught it.
What is so amazing is the ability for you to diagnose what's really going on. Because so much of the problem is that people just don't have the ability, they just don't know what's going on. The doctors don't have the tools to diagnose these problems. I mean, if the doctors got your tools, they could, I mean, our health could increase overnight.
There are so many things to say about that. I think some of the pharmaceutical companies have this information and they're withholding it because I can see a medication that they created that emulates what I see in the numbers. Now, why are we responding to the numbers? If you look back in the ancient times with Pythagoras and Kepler, especially Kepler said, we must match the frequencies of the movements of the planets, or our body goes into disease, to disease, because the math made by the frequencies, movements of the planets, is what we must match. Our body must match those scales, those frequencies,
But
or we get sick. I'm sorry.
do we naturally move with the planets and our body just our frequencies change unless we're artificially stunted, not allowed to?
Absolutely. When we finally discovered that this was actually your voice print that was giving us all of the frequencies and the octaves, and we backed it up, it does match the scales that Kepler and Pythagoras put together. So I think he was right. He didn't know why he was right, but we need to match. Can you cut that out? We need to match the frequencies or our body gets diseased. I think this is what they were doing with ancient astrology, trying to match people with people they got along with, and when their birth of their child, they knew that we were mathematically oriented. I think the math is magic, and it's taken us 40 years to create these codes of what's really going on in your body. And it's not the frequency. It is how the frequencies are put together, how the different systems in the body interact, how this goes with this. I recently had an accident, a concussion, and busted my head open, and I was playing with some frequencies because it also left my left eye not able to see very well. And I was accidentally put in two formulas at once. And my eye cleared up almost immediately. And I really backed up and looked at what was I really putting in. And it was the frequency for the retina of the eye. And the body has so many of those patterns that in the last 40 years, we've been able to look at the whole pattern for humanity and then to take it and look at the pattern for you. And if your pattern isn't in sync, if you have a lot of sour notes, if I translate it to music, then your body gets sick because things don't cooperate. Like we know there's a problem in your liver that's not creating your hormones that you need, and it's not creating the bile salts that you need, and it's not distributing the bile salts that you need to keep your body healthy.
So for me, what would I do? You told me a supplement I could take, or you have sound frequencies that I could use to deal with every single issue that I have. I mean, it could be a
Yes.
combination of things I could do.
Yes, we put them in priority. We need to do this first. And we have done that for the public. We've put on our portal, our sound health portal, our workstation. We've put all of this on there for people so they can punch a button and see what's wrong with them. And you get a system. I have your system printed out here. I don't know if I can share that.
You can share that if you want. You can go on. Now, you have the system. What does it tell, say what I need to do specifically, or does it just say what's wrong with me? There's a
Both.
lot of things wrong with me.
Yeah, it'll tell you what you need to create more energy. And that's the byproduct of what's going on with you. Your body's not creating enough physical energy to give you the energy that you need to do everything you want to do.
And so I'm being forced to my discipline, because I'm pretty disciplined, I'm being forced to push through, and it's harder than it needs to be.
You should have that energy naturally. If we can get your body to do what it needs to do with the fat that's coming in. And here's the weird part. One of the things that stimulates the biochemicals that you need is fat. Eating fat stimulates what your liver needs to create the bile salts that gets rid of the fat, the excess fat. Isn't that weird? By
So I
eating
mean
that.
that, but that's the fallacy. They say, the low fat diet so that you won't gain is th that's absolutely the opposite. At least in my
Yes.
case, you need to eat fat.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. So do you want to share my chart? Everybody gets to see this on display. Well, at least I know it's not my fault completely.
Can you see it now?
Yes.
Okay, how we have this set up, we knew that just using the information and handing it to you was not going to work. We had to have a way for people to be able to use it for themselves individually. So you volunteered your vocal prints. Now people can go to Sound Health Portal and it'll allow you to enter your vocal prints and just 30 seconds of your vocal print. Then you punch this tab, Bio Bundles, and it'll give you the choices to look at your heart or your brain or whatever. And these are the ones that came up for you. Bio Diet, and that is, enzymes, nutrients, and you have a score of 0.5. That's nothing. Anything above 2 is what we're going to look at. Co-fatters. Now, how to get your body to use fat to get rid of fat. And that score is 0.1.
So it's pretty good,
Digestion.
right? I mean, that's
That's
not that
good.
big of, yeah, okay, that's
Oh,
good.
that's great.
I'm working good there. Okay.
Yes, digestion basics. There's a little bit of stuff there, not much. Leaky gut, a little bit. So we need to look at that. The gut lining of what's happening.
But cleaning up the other stuff would probably clean that up because it's not that high.
Yes.
Okay.
And so lipid liabilities. This is the system, the sequence, the protocol of what your body does with fat. And you can see there's a lot of faults. The bigger this line, the bigger the database, and the more problems you're having with it. So your liver is not giving off the system, the what
Is it because it's tied up and trying to deal with the toxins? Is that what I mean, I got to
yes,
clean up my liver because my liver's is overoccupied with toxins.
yes, because that's what we were looking at. Of those 20 things we found, toxicity was the number one problem for people,
Well,
and so we kept.
toxicity, we get rid, let me ask you, because GLP-1s is a hormone that's in your gut that is being is not being produced because of the toxic layers, especially the nanoparticle layers that are
Yes.
lining your gut. I know that's another toxic, and then it's creating, that's another reason people aren't. Now, did that come up? 'Cause what basically it's people aren't able to, it modulates your hunger, it modulates your metabolism, and people, because they're not just not creating GLP-1s anymore naturally because of the toxic overload. Did that show,
Absolutely.
did
That was
that
the
show,
number one. But
oh.
more than GLP-1, there's a GLP receptor, and that's where your problem comes from. Even if you were creating GLP-1, the receptor for it, you have a cell and it has little doors on it.
Yep.
And so here comes the GLP-1, and it has to have a door to open to accept it. And that's a lot of your receptors have been shut down. They are so low, they are not working. Because your body just doesn't have the energy to make it work.
Oh, okay. So
So that's what
that's what
we
you
say.
have to, you have to take like a treatment for that might be taking a peptide that stimulates your receptors.
Yes, or going in and finding the protocol, running you on a cholesterol database to see what that kink is in that protocol. And we can give that back to you by sound, but you asked a question earlier. You could sing the frequencies if you can do that. You could give them to yourself through music. You could have somebody play the instruments for you. You could do it with a tone box. You could do it with food. We need to find out what we need to do. And in your case, we need to detox your liver and get your liver up and running so it'll do this on its own.
Okay, so I got to detox my liver, and then I also have to take the adiponectin, which you told said earlier. But is
Yeah,
that come
just
out at the next? Go
long
ahead.
enough to get you started losing the weight until your liver can take over. We
Okay.
don't want you on supplements forever, but if you take the supplements, it'll go quicker. We need to tell people that I am not a doctor. I have no medical degree. My degrees are in education, and how I got into this was about numbers. I noticed patterns in numbers. So,
Well, you were working on your PhD in this, and you were all the way to the end, and you didn't create your, you would have did all your work to be a doctor, in this area of bioacoustics, and then the university would have owned everything. And so you decided that you didn't want to make that last step. So they didn't own all this research. You want the people to own it. But you've done every single last bit of what it takes to be a doctor, except for the university to bless you with their godliness and give you that doctorate degree. But you've done so much since then. I mean, we need to reevaluate what it means to be a doctor. Does a universe, does an institution, are they the ones that have to godly bless people? Or is it what we, the education and the knowledge that you have and that you're bringing forward? Because you've done so much more than you would do ever at a university to get a doctorate degree. So, I mean, I think,
Absolutely.
yeah, I
But
think
remember,
our ideas of who's the blessed ones who can share things is so out of whack and so messed up. But go ahead, what were you saying?
this was the early 80s, and in that time, whatever you did at the university belonged to the university. When I found out they sold my master's degree information to Duke University, I really got angry at that because my whole thesis was the justification for why we should teach alternative thinking and alternative medicine. And so here I am bitching at the university. How dare they sell that? That was mine.
Yep.
And this man said, I don't, it was some endearment, honey, sweetie, or whatever. Whatever you do at this university belongs to this university. Now that's been changed. And so whatever work people do, they can keep as their own. But I was not about to allow a university to own this information. It belongs to the people, and that's what I've tried to do, share it with people, and most of the time for free. And I think that was a mistake on my part. I should have charged a lot for it, and maybe people would have respected it more. But this all started with the idea that your voice contains information about if you're telling the truth or not. And I developed that computer program. We gave all that away and then accidentally found out it represented your health. A lot of this has just been accidental, and I'm just trying to keep up and share it with people. Like COVID, we did all that work and shared it with people for free, and then people started charging people for it. It's a crazy world, and on my email it says we'll never be healthy until we get rid of greed. And I can see from a lot of the medications that have been developed that greed is a great part of keeping people sick and keeping these corporations'
That's
pockets
right.
full.
I think
So
the
that's
greed
what
is
I'm
in
trying to.
all these establishment institutions, and that's what's happened. I mean, there's a good reason why things were initially created, but now we have all these establishment snobbish, greedish things baked into the system. And if you want to do something good, you have to feed into this greed, money-making adventure before that you can leave and try to do your own thing, because they have to bless you, right? So you have to be part of this ugliness in order to get blessed. And then in that process, so many people lose their way.
Yes, when I was doing this truth program, and I gave it away to anybody who wanted to see, is your husband lying? Are you lying? Are your kids lying? Are your politicians lying? And I had one lady say to me, if it's free, what good is it? So I've had to overcome that. And we still give away that program away to anybody who wants it that tells them how they can see who's telling
Yeah.
the truth.
Well, I think that's why I say you're a living Tesla. I think anybody who actually can make a big difference in this world, they don't, the mass of people don't understand it until later. And that's what we're up against right now, is that they just don't understand it. And their ego and their arrogance, it keeps them from understanding it and embracing it as well, on top of the greed and the money system that this will disrupt. So there's a lot of factors here that we're working against. But I know people can tell in my voice, I'm pretty disgusted with the establishment right now, and probably rightfully so, because of everything that's all the evidence, and they're ignoring it too and not taking care of people. But this is a solution that could really make a difference. It's complicated. So that's part of the problem. We need people to understand it so that we can get through this. But you're working hard to make it so that people can understand it and meaningfully implement something for themselves. Like me, I'm like, well, what do I do? And you're helping me through this. Now, you're not going to be able to help everybody through it directly, like one-on-one consultations, although you do a lot of that, right? But
Yes.
So you could do that. People can pay for that. Otherwise, you print out reports and then people can give it to their doctor, or they can start diving into what it all means.
Yes, what I'm showing you here is free for people. It's a workstation for people to identify why they are overweight. And I think a lot of information is being withheld from the medical community. Either they don't know it, and they don't want to know it, or they just don't understand it enough to give it off to people, or they just don't care. It's as long as money comes into their pocket, they really don't care.
I think
But
that's probably true.
for
So,
people going to Sound Health Portal, and this is the first thing they'll see, is they hit bio bundles and then they'll see, why am I fat? In your case, your liver is not creating the hormones or the bile salts that it needs to emulsify fat. And I don't know if this is a real picture, but we could, no, it's just a screen grab. But we can go here in these little dots and see, is this high? Is this low? Go research it. Like, if we run this for you, it'll say, okay, adiponectin. It'll give you a ranking order. And in your case, it said adiponectin. So the quickest way out of that for you is to go buy some.
okay, and then what? Go ahead.
Amazon has it.
And other, so okay, and then the next one with the longer brown line, What do
Yes.
I need to do that with that? That's just detoxify my liver. And so I do the adiponectin first, and then the other one, I detoxify my liver so that I can get it functioning properly. And then I don't have to take the adiponectin anymore, hopefully, if I get my
Yes.
liver. Now, would just any kind of liver detox be good enough?
Well, your system's kind of sensitive, and you also have fatigue that you need to deal with. So we'd want to go kind of slow with you.
Okay.
But the lipoedema information, this is how the system works for you. And then it's not creating the biochemistry that you need. So this identifies what's going on. People can go to their local doctor and say, here, this is what I found. What do we do? They can research it themselves. They'll probably get more information if they just research it themselves. And we have discovered one tiny little organ that controls a lot of this, and it's the gallbladder. And we are decoding everything, the system, the process of what's going on with the gallbladder. And so that's what we want to get up and running. The gallbladder emulsifies fat, and we've decoded all of the neurotransmitters, all the peptides, everything to go with the liver and the gallbladder to see what's going on so we can pinpoint what's going on with you. Because if we pinpoint it, you can do something about it. You can go buy that adiponectin. You can
Well,
check your body. We're also creating a map. Where on the body does adiponectin loss lay down? On the upper arms. And there's even a thing, one of the doctors told me, that if you have people hold out their arms and there's like this flab underneath your arm, they call it bat wings, I think, and that's an indication that you're on your way to diabetes. So we can
oh,
identify
God.
that too.
I don't really have much. I've always had thinner arms, and I guess I just kind of thought because I was older, I started gaining a little bit of weight on my top, but not much. I mean, you said it was genetic, and I think, that is really in my family. I mean, but I've always been pretty thin and kept myself thin, but now I'm having a hard time keeping my last 20 pounds off. It's like, oh my God. And so this is all of that. I lost my camera, folks. I don't, I you get to see my little picture there. Hope that's okay. Now, do you have other people too that we can go through? Because other people have different issues. And so people get an idea that this is just mine. Everybody has different issues that they're going through. You have a Mike and you have a Tanya that you want people to see.
Yes, I sent this two of them. The people volunteered their vocal print, and Mike's was really unique because all of his, most of it was genetic. And when I looked into his file, because of everything that's going on with him, you could just see depression and him feeling bad about what was going on with his body. But I took his stuff to the Sound Health portal and I put it in, and you can see here leaky gut. I think that says 5.7. Let's see if I can make it bigger. Can you see that?
Yep.
Leaky gut is 1.1. Here's two, lipid liabilities. That means your liver is involved and cholesterol's involved. And we have computer programs that we can dig down deeper so they can identify this. Bio diet, that's what helps your food digest. That's a system of what's going on. And co-fatters, that's how your body breaks down fat. His is 0.1,
So his isn't
0.9
that
digestion
bad,
base.
but his digestion
No.
basics is a little worse. That's like him not being able to digest vitamins and minerals.
He doesn't have the right nutrients to make everything work.
Is there any nutrient he's missing specifically?
I did not go that far, but I would guess, since he's got the fat stuff going on, that's taurine, carnitine, and what's the third one? Glycine. Is the third one. You need all of those nutrients to make the fat emulsifiers in the liver. So if that's down, like people who have problems with carnitine, they can't gain weight.
That's not a
So
bad problem.
we need to
Although it
balance
is a
things.
bad problem though, because then now their fat isn't protecting them from the toxins, right? And even though that sounds from our culture, that sounds great, they're actually not super healthy either.
Right, but we should have been able to pick this up. Think about somebody who's pregnant. Where do they gain their weight? Around the baby to protect it. So if you have an organ that's not working well, the fat is going to lay down around that organ to protect it, around your intestines, around your liver.
Is that
So
why people get a fatty, isn't it a fatty liver when they drink too much? They become an alcoholic. The fat starts to form around some of their organs to protect it because they're killing themselves with toxins.
yeah, it's the toxins. It's trying to protect the body. Only the toxins are bad because it gets to the point where the body just can't take anymore.
Yeah,
And
well, sure.
it begins to break down. In his case, we had to go back and look at genetics. We had to look at some of the brain chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. Here's a really weird thing about, I tell you, the body's redundant. When you chew, the pterygoid muscle and the masseter muscle chewing together creates the frequency of dopamine, which tells you you're satisfied, you like this. That's why we eat, because the body has this built-in, I feel good when I eat. And so we can put that in a tone box for people, that dopamine that they need because of that.
So
So every case is individual.
now the brown line, what is the number on that? 0.9%, but it's longer.
0.9 lipoedema factors. The body does not know what to do with fat after it's stored. It can't get it back out.
What is the six, the bottom, the it should goes all the way to six, but it says 0.9%. What do those two different numbers mean?
This just means it's a bigger database. There's more entries in the database, and he has 9% of that database involved. Anything
Oh.
two or more is urgent to us.
Okay, so he has three things that are urgent. Because and that one's all the way up to six, right? So what is the ultimate diet? Because that one on me was I think a two, I believe. What does that mean?
These are the neurotransmitters.
The
Ultimate.
brain.
Yeah, this
Okay.
is the brain and how the brain keeps you from being fat. And your brain could be toxic too. MSG is a big one, and monosodium glutamate, and it's the same frequency as the glycine and glutamic acid that's needed to make bile salts.
Well,
And
how about EMFs? Because that's a toxic soup of frequencies that don't work with our bodies.
but it's a pattern of magnetics, and we're trying to get a handle on that, of how
Okay.
is the magnetics really causing some of this to be a problem.
Because we know it is. It's just, and especially with our brain and the anxiety, it just keeps us on edge. And so we have to figure out how that all tracks. I think it gets back to what Kepler was saying. I think the EMFs are not allowing us to our bodies to naturally be in a frequency mode with the change of the planets and where we're going. We're just not naturally harmonizing anymore.
Being able to identify what the problem is what isn't looking good for the conventional medicine. With Mike's, his long-term Voquaprint looked great, which to me means we can reverse it.
Oh, that's great.
The math does not lie. The math of your body does not lie. Give an example. We had a guy last week, he had Parkinson's for like 11 years or so. And they were treating him for Parkinson's with L-DOPA and dopamine, all that. The computer came in and said, this guy has stiff man syndrome. That's based on glycine, where Parkinson's is based on them treating him with dopamine. So the computer was able to tell what was really wrong, because we've created this matrix. We broke the codes of the matrix of what is happening with people. And somebody out there is going to take this matrix for weights and change the world. So heart
Yeah.
disease has a matrix, fat has a matrix, pregnancy has a matrix. And during the last years, we've just broke those codes. And
Yeah,
that's
but
why
this
we're there.
matrix, but this matrix is more than weight loss. This matrix breaks a lot of basic health problems because the weight gain is a symptom. It's not a source of you're getting to all these sources. All these sources, I'm gonna make this prediction, and it's not that far-fetched. I mean, it's pretty obvious that you fix all these sources, you start fixing a lot of things. You're
Yes.
not just fixing weight gain. You're fixing the ability, because if you can change so that we can get our nutrition, now you're talking almost every single problem that exists. Our lack of nutrition is a trigger for almost everything.
We've got one of our practitioners, and they just had a baby, and they're looking at that baby's cries from day one to see what that baby needs to be this perfect human. Or is that something we want? A perfect human, somebody with a great brain, great thinking,
Well,
great body.
but don't you think a perfect human from the standpoint of health is where we want to go to? I mean, there's no perfect human from the standpoint of being the best, best at everything and the smartest and everything. But from a health standpoint, that is a really great goal.
But we can look at people from eyes. We can look at people from their brain and see that they need choline. Is it folic acid? What would make them think better? We've looked at a lot of Alzheimer's, Lewy proteins. We have all that information. We want to share it with people. We want to create classes for this. But we also realize not everybody wants to take a class. They just want the information and want to know what to do about it. So that's what I'm working on right now. What can we show people that's going on with their bodies, and how can we share with them how to fix it? That's my rose-colored wish for the world.
I
I'm
think
under.
your wish is going to get there. We have a whole team of people that want to work with you, so we just need to get that going.
That is awesome, being able to work with people who really care about themselves and what's going on with them. They want to be their ultimate form and function by way of their skeletal and their body and how they think, to be the best you can be, to be optimal. That's possible. And I hope some of Elon Musk people are listening, and we can take this to space. Instead of taking medicine to space, we can take frequencies and sound and keep people in great shape. So Elon Musk, get in touch with me.
Well, let's see if he's the real deal. I hope he is. We'll see. I mean, based on some of these actions, and not just him, there's so many other people. He's just one person. Maybe Gwyneth Shotwell will call you, see if she's the real deal or not. Scroll up and see what else is there.
Well, if they do contact me, know that I evaluate their voice and see what their motives are.
That's excellent. Just as long as you're real, people, come on. Let's do this for real. We can solve these problems. You just have to be coming at it from the right intentions. Should we look at Tanya's?
I don't have Tanya's in front of me, but I can tell you what's going on. She came to us with an upset digestive system from her swallowing to the other end, and it was all ulcerated and a problem. And we looked at her vocal print and her biome, and I wrote it down because I can't remember it. Her digestive system was creating a pathogen that was just inflaming everything from her throat on down. And I need to grab it here because it was a really important thing. It's called PCRESOL. So they had missed that for over 10 years, that there was a pathogen being created by her own biome. Now there's some research coming out now, and they backed into it because it was causing kidney damage. But we're able to look at that through her vocal print. Conventional medicine totally missed it. Do they have the tools and they aren't sharing? Do they not have the tools? Well, we just created the tools for them to look at every system of the body. So let's get it together.
Can you stop your sharing screen?
Yes.
Okay. So if people go to Sound Health Options, they will be able to find all this there. Is there a link that you can share with me? And there's explanation of what to do. I actually, on my Substack, I posted your article about this. I shared the link so people can look at that there. But I also want to make it on the show notes here so people can see. They can click on it. They upload the vocal print. There's some things with their vocal print. They have to make sure that they use, if it's too fancy of a microphone, it doesn't work as well, right? And they need a .wav file. So I just used my computer speaker, and that seemed just fine.
It's not Sound Health Options. That's a really old site for us.
Okay.
It's Sound Health Portal. That's
Okay.
the workstation. And in the very first article where it says, is fat your friend or worst enemy? There's a link. You can go to soundhealthportal.com, or there's a link, a tiny URL link, and it'll give you information. I can read it to you, or I can just share it real quick.
Yeah, just share it real quick. Then in that circle that you were showing when you were, people are listening to this in audio too, but there is a circle that you shared with a whole bunch of dots, and all those dots, you click on it and it zooms in and gives people more information. So that's how they can get their specifics.
Yes. And I'm going to put a class together, just so people can follow the steps really quick.
And when you have that class, let me know because then I will advertise it and let people know they can join it.
I would like to see a lot of people learn this and set up communities, a bioacoustic, sound health community, and so can actually make this into a business. I'd like to see that happen because I can't take care of all these people. There are hundreds of them. And we
Hundreds.
really need help. We need
There's
training.
millions.
Okay, I'm going to make this really big, or try to. So they can. This is the actual article from December Masters of Health. And it says if you don't want to read all about this, just skip to this link. Well, there it is, tinyurl.com and number. But go look at those two articles, January and December of Matters of Health, and then we're going to be putting out the map of where everything goes in the body.
Excellent. Excellent. This is really good. If you have that map, I would love to post it too on my Substack and on my website. This is
Soon as
absolutely
we get it
fantastic.
finished.
Yeah, this is
Soon.
revolutionary.
74% of adults in America are overweight. That's how many people we need to reach.
That's right. Millions of people have these issues. And how many would you say are overweight just because they eat too much?
I would say not a lot because my husband can eat an entire pizza by himself and never gain an ounce. And I eat one piece and I gain.
Yeah, that's
So.
just, it's not exactly. So it's not what, there are some cases where people are fat just because they eat too much, right? But that's not the situation that we're dealing with now.
They're eating the wrong kinds of foods together. There's a study out of Switzerland that they allowed people to eat as many calories as they wanted to for as long as they wanted to, but they combined the food in a way that allowed the body to metabolize it, and nobody gained weight.
Wow, and they just ate whatever the heck they wanted.
Well, but they made it in certain combinations of foods. So
Interesting.
I think we were originally built that way to be able to do it, but at the same time, since fast famine and a lot of food all at once, that's when our body learned to keep food in case there wasn't any. And that's the ribbon we need to break through and find out why that's happening for people. I'm working on it.
You've made huge breakthroughs just right now. I think this is fantastic. I mean, detox, I've had practitioners all the time tell me, Sarah, detox is the key to all of this. We are poisoning ourselves. And I think the nanoparticles are, that's a big deal. Because we can't get it out. Our body doesn't get rid of nanoparticles naturally. It's because they're too small. Our body doesn't know how to get rid of them. It's not a natural occurring thing in our environment. It's a
Well,
big deal.
sulfur has a lot to do with our ability to detox. And one of the products you sell helps the body get rid of bad sulfur, and at the same time that pulls out
Which one
the
is that?
bad. You had me test it. It's in a little dropper.
Oh yeah, that's a masterpiece. Masterpiece
Yes.
is awesome. That's I've
Yes.
been telling everybody to take masterpiece. You've also said that C60 was re we I had you test C60 too. What did you find with C60?
That it just identifies the toxin metals and helps get rid of it.
Okay, because I know Masterpiece does that too. So I mean, it's pretty much you want to do is all the Now, C60, you want to do as much as you can that'll help you do this because this is killing us. C60 also is a free radicals. It vacuums up free radicals and it frees your body to do other things.
From the testing I've done, the C60 goes in and grabs the actual thing and binds with it and sends it out the body. The masterpiece deals with the metabolism of going in and what's stopping your metabolism from getting rid of the trash. So they're both very good, but they
Very,
do
very
slightly
good.
different things.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. You are always a blessing to have on. And I can't wait to see how this keeps developing because this is by far the best stuff I have seen to date in this area.
Oh, I'd like to encourage people to go read these two articles. They'll get a good basis and then go to the Sound Health portal and have their own vocal print done and identify what's going on with them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I'll have the links below in the show notes, and I also have them on my Substack. And thank you so much again.
You are most for letting me share. There's so much we get out to people.